Microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
I really do wonder sometimes what we're becoming in this country.
It's not left. It's not right. It's the state versus you. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
Welcome to the November 29th, 2006 broadcast of Outside the Box. I'm Alex Ansari. Thank you for joining me. We have a number of things that we are going to be discussing. First and foremost, Representative Republican Ron Paul in the state of Texas has written an excellent editorial on the latest draft legislation. I want to go over a few paragraphs with you. Ron Paul, as many of you already know by now, but I keep telling people, is one of the few patriots, I believe, that we have left working in Congress. There are a few, and those few need to be promoted and, of course, talked about it in a world where speaking the truth and standing for the people puts you in the minority. For so any time and in every situation that here at Outside the Box, we know of a good candidate trying to do the will of the populace. That is important. Here's a few things that he brought up. He notes that, of course, many of us know by now, of course, that Democrat Representative Charles Rangel of New York, soon to be a powerful committee chair, has openly called for reinstating the Selective Service System. Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey claims that our ground forces in both Afghanistan and Iraq are stretched far too thin and desperately need reinforcements. Meanwhile, other political and military leaders suggest that several hundred thousand additional troops might be needed simply to restore some balance in order in Iraq. Ron Paul notes that we are nearing the point where a choice will have to be made. Either we as a nation decrease our troop commitments in Iraq and Afghanistan significantly, or produce thousands of new military recruits quickly and right away. So a discussion of military conscription is not purely academic, he notes. He also points out that yet the Department of Defense remains steadfast opposed to the draft. A Pentagon report stated that draft registration could be eliminated, quote, with no effect on military mobilization and no measurable effect on military recruitment, end quote. Most military experts believe a draft would actually impair military readiness, despite the increase in raw manpower, of course, because of the lack of training, and of course, the morale problems that would, of course, result from a draft. So Ron Paul, as myself and many of you, asked the question, so why is the idea of a draft even considered? One answer is that our military forces are spread far too thin, engaged in conflicts around the globe. They're none of our business. With hundreds of thousands of troops stationed in literally hundreds of foreign nations, we simply do not have enough soldiers to invade and occupy every country labeled a threat or deemed ripe for regime change. Of course, it's a lot of money that we're going to have to pay if we're going to say that we're going to just bomb everyone around the world instead of go there. That costs money, too. Given the choice, many in Congress would rather draft more young bodies than rethink our role as world cop and bring some of our troops home. Many of us want our troops to come home, but we're not seeing that represented still to this day in Congress, with Democrats in control of both the House and Senate. Military needs aside, some politicians simply love the thought of mandatory service to the federal government. And with that point Ron just made, I could not agree more. You're welcome to call in on this issue, 1-800-313-9443. When we come back, we are going to talk about NATO. Now, they are becoming more popular as a result of the declining morale of the U.S. military. We'll be right back. And we're back. So if there's one thing that we've learned about our government, is they're not out in the open in every case about the facts at hand, what we are discussing, all the facts. And that's what we see sometimes from the editorials and from the news articles. One perspective without all of the issues being looked at. With the situation of the U.S. military and all the darkness we've read about, looking at a number right now in front of me that's in black and white, the number says 25,000. What is 25,000? That's the number of NATO troops. I see this number, 25,000. I'm getting chills right now. Studio's cold. Is it cold in here? Becoming 20 times larger than that. I foresee a NATO force in the hundreds of thousands, possibly half a million. In our lifetime, absolutely. I'm going to go through this article today from USA Today. NATO's Rapid Response Force declared fully operational. NATO declared its elite new Rapid Response Force fully operational at its summit Wednesday. That was today. Giving European allies a meaning, a way of responding quickly to terror threats. A summit-ending meeting confirmed that the NATO Response Force, again, which is called, which Secretary General Jaap Hoekstra-Filler describes as, quote, cutting-edge air, land, and sea expeditionary force. And, of course, it's fully operational and ready for a full range of missions. 25,000-strong force. Promoted as a centerpiece of efforts to modernize NATO's military and keep pace with the United States' ability to swiftly mobilize troops to troubled spots. As part of that drive, the leaders also agreed to increase cooperation among their special forces and to develop high-tech surveillance and intelligence facilities. That'd be nice. International intelligence agencies. Well, they're already sharing the information. All we need is just an official one to make it official. To make it, have an official intelligence agency to work with global government. It's great. 16 nations agreed to jointly acquire three giant C-17 transport planes from Boeing. Yeah, that's right. Same Boeing that is flying the secret rendition flights to secret CIA detention centers. Boeing's going to fill a long-standing shortfall in NATO's arsenal. Allied military commanders have struggled to persuade governments to provide the remaining specialist troops and equipment needed to fill in gaps in the force by the summit deadline. But Allied officers said commitments eventually exceeded expectations. Now, we're going to go to Jeff in Texas in just a sec, but I just want to make this point clear. We won't pick up on NATO. This is the focus, though. Keep the blame on just the United States, which needs to own its part. But we're overlooking this larger jurisdiction that we are about to move into. This same jurisdiction, mind you, that has not held Bush accountable. And in fact, has bent over and spread eagle every single time. We, that is the elites running our nation, has knocked on the doors of the European bankers, asking for more money and more support. They have not resisted anything. It's just a smokescreen. It's just a lie. There is no opposition. And so that is what is so diabolically disturbing about NATO. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I wanted to discuss the draft issue.
Go ahead.
I'm a permanently disabled Vietnam vet, and I was A1 draft status coming out of high school in 1968 out of Houston, Texas. I was about in the middle of a graduating class, around 500. I was right in the middle, and I was prime fodder. Instead of being a ground pounder, I joined the U.S. Navy, where I was on an aircraft carrier and participated in the Gulf of Tonkin in a joint U.S. military nuclear assault, in which we killed 1.5 million Red Chinese troops in 5.5 hours in 1969. And I got out in 70 to Kent State, where they were killing the students who were protesting. And this was the result of the draft. and the complete omission of the privatized army. Now they want to draft girls. They want all the available women because they can use them.
Yes.
They can use them to do all the transport duty and save the men for combat. And Bush just offered illegal Mexican alien men $40,000 sign-up bonus to go to Iraq. Plus, the U.S. military is issuing downsizing sheets for anyone who wants to get out a year early. That's coming out.
My, oh, my, oh, my.
And that's,
yes.
That's the way it really is. The
thing that I was talking about also mentions bringing in more people into the fold from the Balkans as well. So we are seeing this different conglomerate bringing different people together. But that's interesting. I actually haven't heard that, Jeff. So President Bush is seeking, reaching his arm out to illegals to fight our own wars for us?
$40,000 sign-up bonus for Mexican illegal aliens to sign up to go to Iraq. They've got to downsize the military to pay for Iraq. They're not getting out. They're going to triple the size of the army over there.
I wonder what kind of army it's going to be when they're done with it.
Probably just like something on Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking for that article, and I think I'm going to find that. Hopefully, I'll try and get it by tomorrow. Or you can send it to me, or someone can send it to me. That's a little disturbing. Anything else, Jeff, you want to add in?
No, just tell people we resisted the draft. I went into anti-war protest when I got back from Vietnam, and I was more adamant than anybody because I had seen firsthand. And America is lazy, and they're going to have to get off like we did and protest and put themselves on the line. This government backed off because we were willing to die in the streets. And until we get there again, they ain't going to stop nothing.
That's true, Jeff. I agree with you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And what Jeff said, we're going to go to Mark just a sec. Well, what he said was so important. Think about that. We've gotten really used to having our bellies full. First and foremost, issue of food, issues of energy, the value of your dollar, what you're getting, your quality of life. Those are all key. Some of them are more important than the others. Your home, food, quality of your environment, quality of the air you breathe, your physical health. I mean, things we take for granted. You know what I mean? Till those things are messed with, things will continue as they are. So waking with young people, when I see it, and see young people want to become a part of this, because somehow this information got through the cracks by accident, or they found it on the evil internet, which is a daily occurrence. See, they don't talk that about the violent video games. But, I mean, in the same way that they do about the internet, because the internet contains so much, and the power of the independent media, which we aren't asking tons of money from you, and can survive. We can survive on less. We are the most pervasive when it comes to getting the truth, analyzing the truth, giving you our summation, and first and foremost, letting you decide. But I agree, things are going to have to, and it seems like this is almost a law of nature, or law of the universe, this new perspective that I seem to learn more about every day. Things have to get worse before they get better. We have fallen down collectively down the memory hole. And Americans have forgotten. They've forgotten what tyranny is. Most of all, they've forgotten what freedom is. Mark in Wisconsin, how are you?
You doing?
Doing pretty good today. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to comment on the draft. That man was absolutely right. Many of us are sitting there listening to this program now, and we have children. And all this money that they've stolen from the public treasury, they've used to build weapons, and they're going to man those weapons. And they're planning on manning those weapons with our children. And to the draft, I say over my dead body.
And
as
I agree.
And I mean that, too. And as far as the vote for the Democrats goes, they take 65% of AIPAC's money, and people think we're going to get out of Iraq. As soon as they got in there, Pelosi went and made a speech to AIPAC. She didn't go out to Americans and speak to them. She went to AIPAC first. And as long as those people have control of our senators and our congressmen, we're not leaving Iraq. We need to get money out of politics. We need to get lobbies from other countries out of our politics. It's time for America to get up off their butts and get out there and do something. Spread the word.
I agree. Yes, and that is something. At least get involved in, and that is a key word, something.
Anything. Even if you don't believe that the Zionists are behind it, anything that you can do to slow the government down from attacking innocent civilians, I mean, that's just American.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I feel like the old man by the pool, even though I'm young. But I feel like the old man at the pool, screaming at the little kids to keep it down, not run next to the pool, turn down that radio. And the party I'm talking about is the fake phony party that these phony freedom fighters, these phony patriots out there that are just happy because the Democrats won. And they think our problems are gone. They're wrong. We didn't win. What did we win? What did you win? I mean, let's really think about that. The old man by the pool, yes, I am, because what did we win? Steph, get back. Time to work. We have barely gotten started. There is no victory here. In fact, this Thursday, I'll be talking more about vote fraud. Anyway, we'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Keep it right here. Yes, and we are veterans of the psychic war. Thank you, Blue Oyster Cult. Now, we talked about video games, this escalation of technology being out of balance with our spiritual development. The issues that we speak of with the draft, this general consensus over world delegation. Right? Delegation, because that's what it is, isn't it, guys? World delegation. How are we, the U.S., going to delegate and carve out the rest of the world as a result of all these problems, be they real or manufactured? Well, how about video games? We see all the corruption, we see the lies that we just spoke of, and the lying, deceiving, unobjective, very biased media that spins the lies. Now, they play their part in the shaping of the young minds of America today, don't they? Now, how do violent video games or Grand Theft Auto or another ridiculous game, not that the game is bad, not that you are bad if you play those games, but the impact that these games and this lifestyle has upon our world, now that is something that is very dangerous. You are not the evil one who picks up the Big Mac, but you are the one who has the responsibility to not buy the Big Mac or put the Big Mac down or abstain or say, I'm not going to drink Coca-Cola products. But back to the issue. Those are side issues. How do video games and some of the ways that we fulfill ourselves, entertain ourselves when we're not at work, when we're at play? Well, from Reuters, they did a study. Teens who play violent video games showed increased activity in areas of the brain linked to emotional arousal and decreased responses in regions that govern self-control. That was a study released yesterday. The study used functional magnetic resonance imaging to record tiny metabolic changes in brain activity in 44 kids who were asked to perform a series of tasks after playing either a violent or nonviolent video game for 30 minutes. The children with no history of behavior problems, ranged in age from 13 to 17, have played a T-rated first-person shooter game called Medal of Honor Frontline, involving military combat, while the other group played a nonviolent game called Need for Speed Underground. Those of you that have been to the arcade lately, or haven't been living underneath a rock, can see, even through CNN and headline news and their reviews of video games, how pervasive, how high-tech, how quick the images are that move on the screen as you play these games. On a side note, there are also more and more studies than ever that are, in fact, linking ADHD, or what is known as attention deficit disorder, to playing violent video games and or watching television. Television, watching it today, is also being linked to autism, believe it or not. That link is on my website as well. The article goes on to mention that those that played the violent video games showed more activation in the part of the brain involving emotional arousal and less activation in the prefrontal portions of the brain associated with control, focus, and concentration than the teens who played the non-violent game. Now, Dr. Vincent Matthews, a professor of radiology at Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis, says, quote, our study suggests that playing a certain type of violent video game may have different short-term effects on brain function than playing a non-violent but exciting game. Now, all that sounds very technical and very bland and very scientific. But think about this and ponder it, muse over it later this evening, about the millions of children worldwide, that is, where their daily lifestyle, what they do, where they go when they're done with school, where their minds are focused, not only activity going on within the video game, but the actual physical action of sitting your body down and for hours and hours and hours having your eyes and your brain linked and connected with that screen. As the future holds, it was just a large, large, large freeway, long alleyway of flat screen TVs. Oh, yes, we may also see the day more and more in our freeways, where you just look to your left, look to your right, there's a flat screen selling you Budweiser or something else, something straight out of the Minority Report. Ponder the concept of the general health and minds of not only the kids that play the video games, but the general health of all the little different people living in this world that work in cubicles, that work around wireless technology, in radio stations, in television stations. Maybe not radio and TV as much, but I have also come across reports that just the industry that I work in, you're exposed to a pretty high level of radiation, depending on what kind of gear you're working around. In a television station, it's not very good. Sexually, there are some health problems involved with working at cable access in the playback room upon the mind itself. So when you look at all these things and you're honest with yourselves, you don't always find a conspiracy waiting for you. You find reality. You find responsibility. And you find our own health looking at us in the face.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Yes. Come on in. So nice to see you. Grab a cup of coffee, make yourself home. This is Outside the Box. Give me a call. 1-800-313-9443. Before I got sidetracked in another one of my technological rants from hell, we need to get back on track, on focus. We are going to be talking a little bit now in this segment on the Amero, which would be the currency of the North American Union. We'll get to that in just a bit. This report from MarketWatch, dollar woes poised to carry over in the next year. Green, which would be the currency of the North America. America would be the currency of the North 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 America.